fucking mother niggas. Good time. All my niggas fall down. All my niggas fall down. Fucking mother niggas. Good time. All my niggas fall down. All my niggas fall down. Fucking mother niggas. Good time. All my niggas fall down. All my niggas fall down. Fucking mother niggas.
Sing the song, RT. Sing it, RT.
Down for my crackers. Down for my crackers. Cause I'm down for my crackers. Ride with my crackers. Die with my crackers.
Shout out to NASCAR. Yeah. Yo, it's your boy Speedy.
Hey, I'm the poetess.
It's your girl. Simmer down, niggas.
I know. Simmer down. Air, goddamn.
Sound like damn noise.
Girl, Claudia Jordan.
Ooh. TDP, Mr. 123 Knox.
Baby!
Life is luxurious, Peter.
It is luxurious. A lot of luxurious things announced. Yeah, I'm RT Tech on the Turbo Mike Guy. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Shout okay, out to, wait. We all went to Claudia's
yes, we did.
Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving dinner.
I got food poisoning.
Yeah. But no, you went back for seconds.
I got bubble gum.
There was too many bones in the potato salad.
And I heard one of Claudia's friends say, hi, what's your name? And I heard RT go, RT. She goes, what does RT stand for? He said, rich and tan.
Oh, you heard all that.
RT was getting his.
He's supposed to.
Rich and tan. You are not. Where's the tan at?
Where's the rich?
Went with the riches.
Is that your regular comeback?
No, I just have to have a bunch of them because people always ask me what RT stands for.
Okay.
What are some of the ones that you use?
Real talented.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Real tardy. No.
Hey, and my favorite retweet.
Retweet. Yeah, that's why I don't tweet.
We had a great time though at your house.
Well, thank you all for food making the trip. Now you see how far I live.
Oh, stop. I don't see how nobody can stalk you because I'd be like, I'll get it tomorrow.
You got to be real dedicated to stalking.
Yeah. I don't have enough gas. Yeah.
But,
cold red?
We had turkey. We had yams. Oh, yeah.
Cold red. Mike is fucked. I mean, cold red.
Turkey, yams, mashed potatoes, gravy.
You made the stuffing was fire.
Pam's been eating it ever since. Like, I was like, there's no food left. And then she gets in my car today, eating a turkey sandwich, licking her lips and stuffing in her hand. I'm like, God damn.
I know. And I hit up Claudia, like, could you bring some leftovers to the show today?
No, her friends had plates. What's the girl that came late? Petey? What's her name? Sweetie?
Sweetie?
Oh, yeah. They took
plates.
Really?
Her and the police
there was no turkey. And then we played a game, a fun game.
No.
Never Have I Ever. Yeah. We should play that on the air one day.
That was
fun. That'd be kind of
fun.
Yeah. You find a lot of
the one dude said, have you ever been with a dude? And he said, well, when? I went, when?
No, it's funny because he was sitting behind Zoe.
That was funny.
And Zoe didn't see him, but Claudia, one of us said, never, ever, ever have I been with the same sex. And the guy, the object of the game is, if you've done it, you have to take a sip. Mm-hmm. So the guy behind Zoe took a sip, and we all looked at him, and Zoe was like, did this nigga just take a sip behind me?
I need a second cup.
What about Jan, how he drank to everything?
Jan. Oh, Jan is the man.
Yeah, Jan he drank to everything.
We know that Jan is pissed on somebody.
Yeah.
It's the golden shower.
We found out that's our kid. We found out a lot about our friends.
Streamline this way, please.
There was a free basin. There was there's threesomes. There was
what'd you drink on?
Getting paid for sex.
Oh, you drink on one night stands.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh. No, we didn't have that one.
No, we didn't.
We didn't have that one.
Anal. Oh, yeah,
damn.
You drink on anal.
No, I didn't.
You chugged on
that. Okay, first of all.
Okay, now I'm lying.
Damn.
I wasn't there.
Put me on blast.
Like, first of all, the first thing Claudia said was, nothing's going to leave this room. And
this nigga
saying I opened.
This nigga saying I took anal.
You did. You drank.
I said, who got a finger in the ass?
And you drank.
Speedy.
Ain't that a bitch?
Don't like it now, dude.
I went to the doctor one time. I was sick.
Hysterical.
Anyways.
You did drink on that.
The food was
incredible. Did you drink on threesomes?
No, I never.
No, she didn't drink on that. Teeter, you drank her.
Yeah.
Steckle?
Yeah, I drank on that. I drank on that.
Convicted.
You said convicted.
No, TV.
I drank on that too.
Yeah. Okay.
I drank on that too.
Much for granted.
I had a great time though. Your house is really nice. I wanted to spend the night. I was
until the lady dude showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
The dude with the cleavage. What's up with that?
Well, who's that dude?
And a little small dude looked like a retweet.
Look like a retweet.
Has a little pocket homie.
Said he looks like a bird.
He was the smallest little dude I've ever seen in my life. And then dude showed up with the Beetlejuice shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Hey,
and apparently he used the sleeves to make a beanie. Who was that?
That's my friend.
Wow.
Whip people's asses.
Now, did you notice how the real dudes left? Well, they left me and
they never arrived.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh. Don't criticize my friends. Damn it.
That's why you always
want. And he brought a gift. Nice guy.
He's a dude girl.
Oh my God. Anyway,
new girl,
thanks for coming out. Fun times.
He brought the little dude.
Yeah.
Fun times. Don't ruin it.
He bought retweet.
Y'all niggas.
I had a great time though. Yeah. I bought stuff. I bought water.
You did.
And napkins.
I bought my appetite.
Yeah, you did.
Y'all have 700 pies at that bad boy.
We do.
So you bought a pie too. I brought a pie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does everybody have up for the holiday? Anybody going out of town?
This is not a good year right here. I might be going to McDonald's. Let me get the rib.
Did they bring the McRib back?
Yes, they did. Just for me in the
Thought you didn't eat meat.
I don't. Oh. I haven't.
Last night?
No, I did not.
You had no turkey?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I thought I saw turkey on your plate.
No turkey. I had all the sides.
Why not, though? The turkey's like less fattening than all the sides. That was like the leanest stuff.
Well, I had to slide.
I don't believe that Speedy is not eating meat.
I don't
Probably
either.
Just in front of us.
In front of us.
Oh, Donald.
Oh!
Pepperoni.
That's technically a meat.
Yeah. What? Oh my God, Speedy, are you serious?
Somebody pull up the food groups for this.
Jeez, you
now
know,
I got a new poster.
You know,
set
the pepper.
You know where pepperoni comes from?
Now I got a new poster.
It comes from pepper.
And Roni.
Put that on your pizza, punk. Speedy, you don't think pepperoni is meat?
I'm playing.
No, you're not. Like, a friend of mine goes, I don't eat pork, but he eats pepperoni. And pepperoni
No,
is
I don't
pork.
Eat pork, but I like bacon.
Mm.
What do you think bacon is?
Everybody says that.
And Speedy says he loves those hot dogs that are wrapped in bacon.
No, I don't.
Covered with chocolate syrup.
Double meat.
I haven't had those in a long time.
Those are disgusting.
No, they're
What's
not.
Your weakness? Your food weakness?
Sugar, cookies, sweets,
pies,
big white women.
Like a.
And that just drives me crazy.
Cakes and pies.
My good night.
Cakes and pies.
No, sweets. I was telling we had the Chip Ahoy's here Thursday. My thing, I start living by I would do a whole roll with the milk. You only dip it one time because you dip it twice.
Right, break.
Break.
Oh my God.
So you got to dip once.
There's come techniques
up,
involved.
You do a nice little shake. Don't shake too hard because it'll fall on the ground. And you'd be like, should I eat it? Should I not? Should I eat it? 5 seconds. Get it. So that was my thing. And then,
oh my God.
And then, ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah, ice cream. Man.
Mine are donuts. I love donuts.
Wow. I love glaze and sugar coated donuts. Yummy.
What's your advice?
Black
women?
Yes. Holding donuts. It gets me every time.
Hilarious.
Teeter.
I don't know.
Ice cream? I love ice cream.
I like the double churn.
Fruit Loops
I like
with cereal. I mean, with soda.
Yeah, I've been on that lately, too. My Fruit Loops and Fruit Punch. I've been on that a little lately.
Fruit Loops and Fruit Punch.
Yeah.
Now, have you That's had Cold niece. Stone?
I love Cold Stone. Chocolate Devotion. It's chocolate ice cream, brownie, and syrup. Like hot fudge in it. All mixed
Have you
together.
Had Sweaty Balls by Ben and Jerry's?
You had these sweaty balls.
He ate all that up. No more, guys.
All gone.
Tell cleavage. So why would you invite cleavage? And you knew we was there.
What? I'm supposed to adjust my friends
yes,
I invite because
I adjust
you're
mine.
Coming.
When you come.
No, you don't. That's not my friends. Seriously. I have friends that are gay, straight. Like when I come here and sit next to you.
Wow.
I don't see why you would be judgmental about the one gay dude that was there. There was two gay
two.
Guys. Two. So what? He's a good friend
two
of mine.
Two of the possible.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine, and I will defend him. Seriously. He has had my back big time.
Lord.
He's a good friend.
Why don't you
back.
Marry him then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him off the market. Yeah, y'all that then.
Y'all can't be in Hollywood with these homo...
what?
Just... Y'all can't be in Hollywood like with these feelings about homosexuals.
I don't have no feelings. I didn't say anything was wrong.
You said, why would you invite them? No, we
no I meant like,
that
let me
very
know.
Prejudice.
No, it wasn't. It's I wasn't really not. I met them.
I got to tell you, oh, FYI.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to be here. And I said, okay, cool.
Why do I need to tell you? You ain't the man of the house.
Oh,
I was trying to be. You wouldn't. I was in your room. I was in the room for a minute.
He's in that speedy.
But Speedy, why? To me, like, if you're comfortable with your sexuality.
I'm comfortable with
that. Being in a room with gay people wouldn't
joking.
Bother you at all.
Can I have
not if you playing a drinking
but
game.
But I heard y'all left.
They left. I stayed and was watching the game.
Oh, you stayed there?
Well, I was watching the game. And I looked around. I was like, tick.
You left because of that?
Teeter. Really?
Don't ask me why I left for. I got food poisoning.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But it was bones and the potatoes. I would say.
Anyway, my potatoes were great.
They were great, Claudia.
What did you make, Claudia?
I made the turkey, the dressing, the garlic mashed potatoes. gravy.
I didn't taste it.
Nikki Pam made the spinach, the broccoli.
Casserole. Yeah, broccoli.
Yeah. You got to make that for me again.
And what did what was the corn souffle? What was that?
Corn souffle. That was Nicole made that.
Nicole made that. Mm-hmm.
Seven Dicks made that.
Oh yeah, so we had to like talk. Some people were claiming like how many people they had sex with, right. And there was definitely some fibbing going on.
Some people
on.
Couldn't count up that high.
Right. Me.
One girl said a number, and I looked at her. I go, "Come on now." And then she goes, "Okay." And then she made the number one higher. I'm like, "Come on now."
Is Popper always like that?
What do you mean? You just go.
She wasn't the one that said
no,
that.
No, she wasn't. I mean, is she always just high, loud like that?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. She wasn't good at the game either. She wouldn't give up She wouldn't give up no four.
Because we all went around the room. We were supposed to say a celebrity we had, and she didn't want to say one.
Do you know who she was with?
I know some stories, but she's gonna write a book.
Shout out to Timberland Boots.
So it was revealed last. No, never mind.
Yeah,
I can't.
It was revealed that Oprah.
We actually met Popper. The girl. We won't say her name.
We won't say Popper.
That went out with the footless dude.
Footloose fancy freak.
Yeah.
You guys, he might listen, seriously.
I doubt it. If you ain't got a limb, I doubt very seriously if listening to the radio is part of your...
See, all the time the story has been out, me and Pam were like, I hope our friend doesn't really hear us, that rant we
went
on.
I'm just going to put my feet up.
And then last night, Speedy opens his mouth.
I was going to say it.
It was good times, dog.
I had a great time.
That's how it was revealed.
But when we said it, she looked right at you like, you told!
Yeah.
That was funny.
I told second.
Why are you wearing a running shoe?
So she said she didn't know the situation.
She said, so then we went out to dinner. I said, what did you guys eat? Pig feet?
they had frog legs.
We have to do that again, though. Yeah.
But we got to play games or something.
I thought you bought the dominoes. You never broke them out.
Because everybody, you left. You were the first one to leave. Because
I was riding with Zoe, and Zoe was ready to go.
Why'd he leave so early?
Got kids.
Yeah, he called me, though, from the road.
That's where he's single daddy.
Drop me off and circle back.
Circle back.
Was he trying to get there?
No, he wasn't.
I was in the room, Teeter.
He was in the room.
He was sitting on the bench.
What it looked like?
And I was holding my mace.
Trust your boy.
What it looked like?
My room's very sexy.
She got a nice king size bed.
California king.
But the bench, you sit down, take your Tim's off, put them under the
bed. I call that the waiting area.
Hysterical.
The waiting area.
That's where she look over and see what you're working with. Okay, get in the bed.
Did you sit in the sex swing?
Oh.
He was looking at my shower and everything.
Yeah, I was making sure I see.
See, there's no hairs in the shower. Yeah, my
shower's
clean.
See, there's no dildos.
And her window, like, if she took a bath, her window, like, right there. That's so right. If you wanted to get your gaze
So what
off,
kind of ladder do we need?
You need a 20-foot.
I would say, yeah, heavyweight.
I didn't get the tour, but I went upstairs. I saw the loft.
You did go
very
have
nice.
It.
Yeah, yeah, very nice.
I did very nice house.
I did all the painting.
And I said, Claudia, what do you do? She says, this is it right here. I just sit on the bed on my computer and I don't do nothing.
I don't. And you saw my two cats.
And I went, you need a man in your life.
Oh, God. Please. Anyway, on that note, let's take a quick break.
You're
listening to Reach Around Radio on LATalkLive.com.
Skype,
the phone
Skype.
Lines are open, 323-247-7443. Hit us up.
What's happening,
Team RAR? Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We go back to the house. Heavy D.
Rest in peace. I heard he had a really, really beautiful funeral. A lot of celebrities there. Very nice. I heard they streamed it on his website, but I didn't see.
Okay.
Last week at the Soul Train Awards, we asked a lot of the people we interviewed about him, and everyone said the same thing about him. Positive. His vibe was just so welcoming and just not an ounce of negativity in him.
Yeah, we got to talk about that when we come back from the break, the Soul Train.
Reach Around Radio. We're back. It's your boy, Speedy, in the house. Just want to say what's happening.
I'm the poetess.
It's your girl, Claudia Jordan.
TDP, Mr. 123 Knox, baby.
And I know a lot of times we...
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Skip me again. That's okay.
Reverse discrimination day.
That's okay.
I don't like you anyway.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Colonizer.
I love
that. Did you say...
No, that's okay. I don't need to. That's okay.
I'm just kidding, RT. We have a lot of jokes on the show, and although we have a lot of jokes, sometimes we, you know, open up the mics to address, you know, more serious issues. And this is a story that I've been following for a couple years now about a young woman named Sarah Cruzan. who at the age of 16 killed her pimp slash abuser and has been in prison for the past 16 years. And we have her aunt, Miss Ann Rogan, as well as her friend Kim Deanne here to tell us a little more about what's going on with Sarah Cruzan. Am I saying the name right, Cruzan?
Yes, Cruzan.
Okay. Can you give our listeners a brief story about what happened to your niece, Sarah?
Well, it all started when Sarah was, it all started from the time she was born,
mm-hmm.
because Sarah was physically, emotionally, and sexually abused basically since birth, starting from the age of 5 when her mother's boyfriend abused her. And then we move up to the age of 11 when her mother introduced Gigi into the household, and he started molesting her at age 11. And then at age 13, he put her out on the street.
Mm. And so how did the situation end up where she ended up murdering this man, Gigi, who was a pimp? So
right. When Gigi met Sarah, he was around 33 years old, I believe. And so when Sarah was 13, well, first of all, he, as they do, they groom the young girls, especially if there's no family figure around to stop it. And Sarah's mother wasn't about stopping it, and her dad wasn't around. He was in and out of prison.
Was her mother a prostitute?
No, not that I'm aware of. However, there were always men in and around the house. I was in and out of Sarah's life because of the way their lifestyle was, you know, moving around. And when I would come to pick Sarah up for an outing, there would be a different guy there who was going to be, quote unquote, Sarah's new dad. So it just became like a revolving door.
So how did it escalate to her murdering this guy? And why do you guys feel that she should be released after 16 years?
Well, first of all, Sarah was a victim of sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. She was a child, started at age 11, groomed and abused, sexually, physically beaten by this man. At age 16, 2 months past her 16th birthday, they went to this motel room in Riverside. And apparently he was in the process of initiating sex with Sarah, which was something that she just didn't want to do. Apparently, and I'm just going by what it says in the report,
mm-hmm.
he pulled out this sex toy,
mm-hmm.
and was going to use it on her, and then she shot him.
Did she ever, like, since this has been happening, since birth, did any other family members notice this? Or did she ever complain about anything? Or was it just like, no one believed her?
You know, the thing about what I understand, and I'm certainly not an expert, about children that are abused, if they have that, even though, if they only have one parent, that's who they cling to, even if that parent is emotionally, physically abusive. So they don't want to go against that one parent. So I remember when shortly after I came down to pick Sarah up for an outing, and I, you know, get out of my car, and Sarah's mother introduced me to Gigi and said he was a family friend. And I'll never forget, I think it was like a few weeks later, Sarah called me all excited. Now, understand, she's an 11-year-old child, no father figure around. And she was excited because Gigi had given her a gold chain. So I said, let me talk to your mother, because, you know, that's not appropriate for a 30-something-year-old man to give an 11-year-old girl a gold chain. And when I got on the phone with her mother, she basically, in so many words, said, well, it's none of your business.
So do you feel like all the pressures of her childhood and the abuse all escalated to her shooting Gigi? Or because in some reports it said her boyfriend put her up to the act.
Well, I mean, if you read what's written, there apparently was another guy who was envious of Gigi and wanted him out of the picture for whatever reason, to take over Gigi's whatever stable or whatever they call it. And so this other guy had told Sarah, well, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill you, your mother, and this other boy that she liked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stated in the court papers. When Sarah went to trial, she was the only person who testified.
Wow. So and no witnesses, no character witnesses. Where were you guys
to
testify?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that is I called Sarah's attorney and I said, you know, my husband and I have a business trip we need to go to, a pre-planned trip. I said, we're going to be gone for about 3 days. And so the attorney and we felt that the trial would still be going on. When we got back from our trip, the trial was over.
Mm.
This was a murder trial that lasted, 2 days, 2 to 3 days?
Wow. So it's very short.
Was there a lot of guilt with the family, like feeling like I should have realized something was going on? Was there any of that? Did the family feel like...
Oh, there was a lot of that. I mean, I can say for myself, first of all, you have to understand this was 1994.
Mm-hmm.
The term sex trafficking wasn't even in our vocabulary. And Kim can elaborate that. I mean, Kim has been fighting this fight a long time.
Cheers, Mike.
Could you explain what sex trafficking is and what's the difference between sex trafficking and prostitution?
Well, at the time, when I first realized this case, people were referring to Sarah and her case as being a child prostitute. And first of all, a child does not consent to being put on the street.
Right.
So therefore, if we look at today, 2011, as it relates to human trafficking is basically when someone is illegally sexually exploited or put to be a slave or even a work slave. So this term was not used in 1994 at all. And I think that if she would have been tried today, that definitely would have been admissible in court. I think that intimate partner battering would have also been admissible in court. It's just certain things that we didn't have then that we do now. Certain things that, you know, take place in our day, in our day and time now, you know, we just didn't have it in 1994.
So what can we do to help her and help the situation? What can our listeners do?
Where can people find out more information? Because from what we understand is that she had life in prison without parole at first.
Exactly.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor, when he was the governor, he went in and granted clemency. Now it's life with the possibility of parole.
Exactly. He basically commuted her sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people thought that he had letting her out with the other two gentlemen that he did eventually let out. But her sentence was dropped from life without parole to life with parole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's by no means acceptable in our world, although we're thankful for that opportunity because she didn't have a chance at all at first.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're pushing for time served with Governor Brown. With that being said, you know, we have petitions out there. I have a petition on change.org.
Mm-hmm.
People can visit my website, www.freesarahcruzan.org.
And that's K-R-U-Z-A-N.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in for 16 years, right?
17.
17 years?
Yeah. She went in at 16, and now she's 34.
It's just amazing to me, you know, the inconsistencies, because there's murderers that haven't been sexually abused by their victims, so to say, that get out in 6-7 years or less.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially if you're a BART officer and you kill a black man.
Mm. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And this is something that if they consider all the variables in the case, life seems a bit much.
Even in 1994, if you look at a lot of cases, people weren't even sentenced this long.
Right.
You know, you had people who were convicted of murders and were let out. Like you said, 6-7 years down the line, they're walking free. And now they're in again because they committed murder again.
Where is her head at right now? I'm sure you guys communicate with her regularly. What's her attitude? What's she like at 32,
33? She's 33, mm-hmm. I believe now. Now, she, wow, she has an amazing attitude considering the fact that she was 16 when she went in. She has done a lot to work on herself in prison, which is a very difficult and challenging thing to do because oftentimes prison isn't about rehabilitating anyone.
But it's a business.
Right. And she has been able to, she's gone through counseling. She has, I mean, she's in the honor dorm, mm-hmm. which is a big thing in prison.
So she has good behavior and.
Yes.
Okay.
When is she actually up for parole? Did they say?
We don't know. That's.
I read it was like 6 or 7 years from now, or
about seven. Yeah. I think it's about seven, but she can apply for parole in maybe 3 or 4 years, and then.
Did they? Let me ask you this. Did they? At the trial, did they present her as like a hardened criminal? Because
yeah,
because
why did they try her as an adult as opposed to a minor? I'm sorry.
That's an interesting question. I'd like to know that myself, because she should not have been tried as an adult, especially since California Youth Authority said at the time she was amenable to treatment. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'd like to know why Riverside County decided to try her as an adult when CYA said she was amenable to treatment.
I was wondering, because it says that she was, they said she stole money from the victim, whatever. So I was wondering if they try to portray her as like this hardened criminal, like a menace to society. Because there was a case, I just looked at this other case recently, a father, his son was molested, and so the man was being taken out of handcuffs, and the father just rolled up on him and blasted him and got no time. He got, I think, a 4-year suspend. He didn't serve any time. The judge didn't give him any time. So this seems like kind of along the same lines. You know what I mean? Victim of sexual abuse and like vigilantism.
Right. Arnold said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, our past governor, said that her sentencing in his response to her clemency petition, that her sentencing was excessive.
So why didn't he just grant her full clemency and let her out if he felt that?
I would like to know that also.
I think he was busy having sex with his maid.
So can we have to wrap. So okay. Can you tell us again if there's anything that you want to let the public know, how they could help you, how they can find out more about Sarah Cruzan?
Really, we just want people to understand that this was a child that this happened to at the time. Don't, you know, get it confused that you see her face. This is a 34-year-old woman. This was a child. And the system failed her when she was a child. They're still failing her as an adult. It's time that she be released, and we need people to help fight for her freedom. Again, people can visit www.freesarahcruzan.org. They can participate in signing the petition, which every time someone signs the petition, the governor gets an email directly every time.
The system failed her, but her mother failed her.
Oh, absolutely.
And the mother should be accountable for something. She put that's child endangerment, don't you think?
Well, her mom was addicted.
Of course. Yeah. And if you look at her writ of habeas corpus that was filed, several times Riverside County Department of Children's Services, they were involved, but they did very little to stop what was happening to her.
The mother got convicted.
They won't convict.
They just never stepped in. She was in and out of treatment.
Great parenting.
Yeah. Mm. Mental institutions.
Sorry, I'm hating on her. I think that's awful what she did. I put most of the blame on her. So, yeah.
Yeah, but their system won't let you blame parents, because otherwise you'll be blaming every parent for everything.
No, I just mean morally, not legally.
They should step up. Absolutely. I'm father of 8.
Well, if you place your child in a dangerous situation, you're bringing a pimp into your house, and your daughter.
Riverside is very one-sided. You got to understand how Riverside get down.
Who lets an 11-year-old hang with a 30-something-year-old or with an adult? But I mean, if an 18-year-old guy has sex with an 11-year-old, that's statutory rape, but okay, whatever.
But once the system knew, once they were aware, that I feel like they should have stopped it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Since the parent did not do what she was supposed to do, which was protect her child, they should have stopped it. And they didn't, repeatedly.
If it was a white daughter, they would have been snatched out of that home immediately and put in foster care, I think.
You guys say what prison she's in?
She's at Chowchilla State Prison, which is the largest prison for women in the United States, I believe. It's very large and overcrowded, but it's Chowchilla State Prison.
Okay. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us.
I'd like to thank you
for sharing this information, and we'll continue to post the link
on our blog
to the, for the petition. And we wish you all the best. And please stay in touch with us and let us know how far you got with the governor. That would be great.
We will. And just remember her name and tell everyone about her story.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Reach Around Radio.
Happy holidays.
Take a quick break and we'll be back.
Must be dreaming.
Hey, Shaka Khan. Everybody sing.
Oh, 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 oh. Ain't nobody love you better than C.
Shout out to
Shout out to rehearsal.
Shout out to Auto-Tune.
It's Reach Around Radio.
Oh, it's your boys. The one, the only.
Don't put too much on them. Just do it simple. You're overreaching.
It's Speedy.
It's Claudia Jordan.
TDP Miss 123 Knox, baby.
Y'all just passed over me, but it's all good.
Now you know how it feels.
Touche.
All right, retweet.
Speaking of Shaka Khan, she was just spotted with
Robbie Shaka Khan. You don't want to
say that? No, it's fine. Okay.
They know who we are.
He was invited to the get together last night, so he's, you know, RT.
Yeah, he's in.
So I'm saying he's like been more than welcomes. So we can skip him every once in a while. He'll be all right.
I'll tell you what happened when I said, yeah. So our team's bringing the pot. So Poet is always takes a minute. She went, so is he on the show or what,
Wow.
Oh, for real, Speedy? You just gonna put me out there like that?
I see how we're doing on this show. I see how we're doing on this show.
I love it!
The listeners and the viewers.
No, let me tell you about Speedy since he wanted to bring the
there
shit
you go.
Up.
There you go.
There you go.
Let's go there.
Let's go there. Nah, Speedy.
Look how nervous he is. Look.
Look how Speedy does shit. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll just bring shit and be like, fuck what everybody else says.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
It ain't about him. It's about your actions, nigga. That's what it's about.
Okay, so if you want to start something, today.
Don't start nothing. It won't be nothing.
It ain't about him. It's no diss to him.
It's not even about you, Archie, at all.
He does this shit all the time. That's how Speedy gets down. That's why he's not going to make it without us.
I like you a lot.
Thank you,
Josie, go!
Yes, you do.
I don't like your ass. That's who I don't like.
Does he rub your legs on the table, too, sometimes?
Sometimes.
He forgets. Stop that shit.
You know what? Fox did that to me recently. I mean, when I was on... If you don't stop, I'll... Nigga.
And his hands are very dewy and warm and wet. Kind
one time,
clammy,
I was sitting...
Stop!
One time, I was sitting next to Fox, and we were just talking, and Fox just started rubbing on my leg.
Does that.
Like, I was like, nigga, this ain't 1992.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I can't rub on your leg.
Speedy, stop touching me. I do not let like when you touch me.
Yes, you do.
No, Speedy, we don't.
Yes, you do.
We hate it.
Anyway, okay. Reminder, hot topic, remix, reset. All right.
I just want to say I love all of you guys. I do.
You are. Right.
Yeah,
and
you
I wouldn't right. be shit without you, Poetess.
Oh, right.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
Maybe you should wear a cleavage shirt. Maybe your friend can give her
I
one.
I can just pull down my shirt and.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
You don't come up and whoop your ass.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll fight till I win.
I think Speedy. Because men that make a big deal out of gay people, they're called homophobics.
I'm not
That's
homophobic.
True.
And homophobics to me are men that are afraid that they're gay.
They keep on saying
they're going to be
exactly.
gay.
They keep telling themselves, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. And then eventually they're going to fuck that guy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, why should it be on your
why
mind?
Why do you want me gay?
I barely
Can
think
I
about it.
We don't want you gay. You just act gay.
You know, I barely think about lesbians because I don't have a problem with them. So I'm not going to be, it's not going to be in the forefront of my mind.
If you're gay, that's your business. I can care less. More women for me.
You can care less because you brought it up like, why would you have us there and not want us?
I was joking.
Hmm.
Y'all really believe that?
Okay. Hot topic.
Play the song again. Play the song again.
Speaking of gay people. A woman who wanted to, you know, get her body right because she was a nightclub dancer went to
online.
This transvestite man who injected her butt with cement,
Mm-mm.
mineral oil,
Mm-mm.
fix-a-flat, Mm-mm. and crazy glue.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to take out just a little bit. I want you to relax, though. Just relax.
What does that ass look like?
Heavy.
Real dumpy.
Full.
Cement.
Looks like aisle five at Lowe's.
did you see the lady? Or was the
itch? Well, the lady man?
Yeah. The dude, well, her dude, yeah. Him dude, had hips.
Him dude had big hips and a big ass because he reportedly injected himself.
With the same thing?
With Fix-A-Flat?
With the Fix-A-Flat.
Pump, pump, pump.
And had
it
the
up.
Biggest ass in the world. And so I guess he had patience. I mean, people were referring this guy
this shit is
to get
stop.
The butt implant. People are dying from this stuff.
It's poison.
Well, what it is that people don't want to pay what it costs for the real one.
Right.
So everybody's always looking
the real
for
the fake ass.
Yeah. Everybody wants the hookup. In life, we want hookup.
Yeah, but don't.
You can say, well, I got to fly out of town. Damn, I don't want to spend $350.
So let me call the guy that does a credit card scan and see if I get the little round trip of
$300.
Then get arrested at the airport.
Yeah, get mad.
Hey, when that happens. I've never tried it. But it's poison you're putting in your body.
They don't look at it like that.
If it's not your own body fat, I mean, I don't.
What's happening is these girls are looking at Nicki Minaj, they're looking at Kim Kardashian, and they go, "I want to ass like that." They can't afford it, so they go black market with it with these unlicensed.
No pun intended.
Why got to be the black market?
Well, you know what I mean.
It looks horrible though.
Well, I think dude was charging like what $3,000.
No, he charged her $700 for these injections. The woman ended up going to the hospital because she was in terrible pain. She was embarrassed, so she didn't tell the doctors what had happened. But I mean, I guess if they looked at her ass, I mean, they could probably tell.
And her ass looked like a patio.
Right, right. Who does it look good to? You know,
plants are nice back here.
I went to King of Diamonds in Miami one time, strip club. It's like a very famous strip club, and there's some girls that looked really good, but there's a few in there that it's just they just went totally overboard. It's not believable. I mean, it looks so ridiculous. It looks like the letter P. You know what I mean? Just like how it just sticks out like that. And that may be all well and good for now. Maybe it looks good for like a year or whatever. But eventually it's going to sag.
Look good coming down that pole.
It's going to look horrible. Like it's they don't think about the future. You know what I mean? Like once you have a kid or just how you age and how that
acts. What you're putting in your body. Let me ask the fellas. Does it matter to you guys or not if a girl's ass is fake? If it's like hella big and just...
Hella big. I've had hella
fake.
Big.
I mean, I've had silicone hella big.
Is a big
fat
fake.
Injected. I mean,
I've had hella big.
It's a big fake ass.
Was it fake? So, do you guys? Does it matter to guys if the ass or titties is fake?
Or have you guys ever had a fake ass?
No. Fake titties.
Fake titties. Yeah.
But I think an ass might freak you out more.
We wouldn't know unless you told us, pretty much.
But a bad.
Y'all don't know what an ass feels like.
Sometimes they're hard.
You had one, Donald?
I know.
Donald's had one.
Yeah. Teeter say he know.
I know.
You felt a fake ass.
Yeah, I fuck with solid girls. I don't be fucking with that bullshit. I know.
But there's nothing worse than like a bad titty job and like a bad, a bad fake ass job, I'm sure is not good.
Because it ain't going to
No, I went
right.
online after I read that story and looked at like butt implants. That shit looks... Shit, it looks fucked.
It looks
up.
Ridiculous.
It does.
And they want to, and you know what? Like, especially if you do it for videos, right. There's not really money in videos like it used to be. Like, back 10, 12, 15 years ago, an average rate on a video start, like, leading lady, you get $1,500 and it would go up, like, the more recognizable you are.
This
like, I've done videos where, like, thousands of dollars, right? So I understand, like, you might want to, like, enhance, maybe get some boobs, whatever. But nowadays, the budgets have gone from, I mean, videos, an average would be, like, $200,000 budget.
Now it's like a couple hundred.
Now
right?
They'll make a video now. The total budget would be $60,000 for a music video, and these girls are getting $200-$300 for a video.
Question. So the ass that I saw in Charlie Wilson's video, that was your ass?
I've never had anything done.
I just asked a question.
I don't even get fake nails. Okay. The only thing I do, I'll clip in some hair. That's it.
Okay, next story.
Yes.
Hysterical.
A couple was arrested in Texas after selling drugs to this man. The man passed out. They called police. They put the couple in the back of the squad car and escorted them on down to the police station. But en route, the officer looked in the rear mirror and noticed that the woman was missing.
One hit.
So he pulls over, opens the door, and the woman's down, giving her both handcuffed, giving her man oral in the backseat of the police car.
What's wrong with that? Getting one in before we turn ourselves in.
Back up, back up. We got a 69 in progress. We got a 69 in progress. Back up. You know, back up.
If you don't take that thing out your throat, little lady.
Freeze, drop the dick.
Release the dick.
Come out of the car with a dick out your mouth, lady.
You know what the car really said. Scoot over. Let me get you some of that. Yeah, no, like you don't need to take
now the y'all sure know how to party.
Wow. Have you ever done it with no hands? That's pretty much what it was. No hands.
Yeah, you can do it with no hands. Depends how hard your dick is, I guess.
Gotta have a hard dick.
Well, it's hard. It's hard now.
Give me your hand.
No hands. Look,
Mom. Well, the cop could have added extra charges on.
Like what?
To the incident, lewdness, and
lewd and lascivious conduct. Is that it?
Lascivious.
The lewd act abruptly ended with the cop ordered them to cease sexual contact.
Cease and desist.
Back away from the penis. Back away from the penis.
They got away with that. The cop decided not to charge them.
Apparently he told somebody.
Who pulled the pants up?
How did she get the pants down?
Yeah, how did she get them down? She's talented.
Boy, that girl got strong feelings for you, boy.
You take her lips.
Did she unbutton his pants with her mouth, too?
Yeah.
Hey, let's try it out.
Maybe I have sweatpants.
Let's try it out, Poet.
Jesus Christ.
Either one, it don't give a fuck.
Speedy, ever. Jesus.
What are y'all gonna do me?
I would see, you don't manscape. I could see it's probably a mess down there, huh? Right? Like a lot of hair, a lot of straggly grays.
Oh, my God.
Ew. I know. I trim me.
You trim?
I trim
I could see you needing more than
I found Frederick Douglass.
Do you shave a lot? Like, do you get up under there? Like, taint area?
I found my class ring.
How Speedy?
What else is down there, Speedy?
Yeah.
My big wheel. I found it.
I got the OJ glove down here. I'm going to turn it in on Monday.
What is down there, Speedy?
Let us see. And second case.
Yeah, never mind.
Anyway, this was a story I thought of Claudia when I read it. I don't know, for some reason. An 87-year-old woman kills her 88-year-old husband for having an affair with her hairdresser.
Wow.
That made you think of me. The 87-year-old woman shot her 88-year-old husband
with a musket.
He been cheating on me since I was 77 years old. Stay there.
You gonna get it. Now hold still while I reload.
She shot her 88-year-old husband because she believed he was cheating on her with her hairdresser. She said, quote, he had it coming. After officers arrived at her house, she said, quote, he was stepping out on me and I got pissed. This is what she said to about her husband. She confronted her husband, Peter, after the hairdresser confessed to the affair.
Oh, wow.
But the husband denied it.
Yes, this is hair by Donna. 88
years old? What are you doing?
Yeah, wow. I want you to wash and rinse these balls.
Still never enough.
I'm on my way. Who you on the phone with?
I'm kind of not mad at him. Like, the fact that he can still get an erection.
Who you on the phone with?
But, I'm on the phone with Donna.
But 88.
Wait a minute, you talking now?
Is their cheating the same as our cheating? Could they go, he shared a sandwich with her.
Right. Yeah, maybe it wasn't necessarily sexual.
Now we're going to do it, right? Because I need to know before I take this pill. Don't have me calling the doctor now. Who on the phone? Who you talking to?
I wonder at what age you stop having sex.
That's not the shit with that.
Who you talking to?
Who was it?
Why are you taking your handicap parking with you? Where you going?
When Hope was on last week.
You taking the good walk? Where you going?
And maybe you can do this for a model medical minute.
Why you got a silk scarf on your walk?
There's like three conversations going on right now.
We got to stop. Matlock's on.
Wait.
Who you on the phone with?
I'm on the phone with Donna. Go get my balls washed.
Have you seen my teeth?
I don't give a fuck. That's just fucking.
It is.
He said, why you take your handicap back?
Hey, that must have been the longest argument ever, though. Between two 88-year-olds. This shit must have been the longest
argument. Why does she have a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's she doing with a gun?
88, who said, yeah, go ahead.
I got this from Billy the Kid himself. I will shoot you with it. Where's my gunpowder? You dead. Watch this. Grandbaby, reach in that purse and get my gunpowder.
No, my grandmother carried a gun in her purse.
My grandma.
What kind of gun? She ain't had no
she
nine.
She had like a little
Dillinger.
.38 Is it the little one?
She had a Saturday Night Special.
22.
20. She had a little 22 in her
Saturday
purse.
Special. Okay.
And I remember one time my grandfather was going off breaking dishes in the kitchen, and my grandmother pulled out her gun and said, "You break one more fucking dish, I'm gonna
pull you out the phone with.
I'm gonna pull with Donna."
So I could believe it.
Yeah, they do. They white. Yeah.
And it was a Sicilian. My Sicilian.
Oh yeah, they don't play. There. My grandmother stabbed my grandpa. He didn't pick her up from work, and she had to walk home like 3 miles. He got home, she stabbed him. They call her Lightning Lillian. Lightning Lillian.
What kind of family y'all motherfuckers live in?
Hey, we don't play.
We don't play that.
Boy,
shit.
Put on your glasses. That ain't my vagina.
Hilarious.
Hurry up, I'm getting sleepy.
Oh, my God.
Who are you on the phone with?
I'm on the phone with Dad. I'm going to get my balls waxed.
Oh, God.
I want my grandma calling.
Don't you take that walker.
He said, why did you take your handicap back?
Old people, if you can figure out how to use the phone, call in now. Call in now.
Apparently, you could use a pistol.
Crazy.
The one bullet she had, 80. Why would you have a gun? And what? Who?
A lot of old people have guns.
For what?
Yeah, they do. Okay, I got one more story that I have to share before we wrap up.
Who are you on the phone with?
I'm on the phone with Donna.
An airline... You know, airlines, they're already charging for the food, the luggage, or whatever. Well, this airline called Comtel was going from India to Britain, but stopped somewhere in between and demanded gas money from its passengers.
So plain.
Welcome to South by Southwest Airlines.
Hundreds of passengers traveling from India to Britain were stranded in Amritsar, India, by the charter airline, which was asking them to kick in money to cover costs for fuel.
What is this extra charges?
Please be careful. The hookahs tend to ship in flight.
Be careful. Tonight's flight movie will be Get Rich or Die Trying.
What was that? Slumdog Millionaire?
What is this extra charge?
The passengers were not allowed to leave for Britain unless they paid about $200 a piece. They were trying to get up $38,000 before they took off to the destination.
Where's the gas station, though?
Well, they said that the people who bought the tickets paid the agent.
$35,000 on number 7, please.
If you look to beef jerkies.
If you look to the right, you'll see the Chevron will be stopping at.
Well, they said that the agent ended up not paying the airline. That the people paid the agent, but the agent didn't pay the airline.
So they didn't wait till they're on the plane already, like, halfway there. And
thank you for flying. Break yourself, airlines.
Right. You know that's what they were doing.
That's fucked up.
How you going to land?
Can you imagine the conversation in the cockpit? We didn't get all the money. What you want to do? Yeah, land this motherfucker, man. Yeah. But if we land,
these red dots better pony up. Let's go. Shit.
Hey, pull over, man.
I am sorry.
Could you imagine that? And then some passengers didn't have the money, so they had to go out in the city that they landed in and beg for money.
Can I at least
to
get my
pay their ticket?
Can I get my bag?
Embarrassing.
People, please, we've got to check all livestock. Please check your livestock.
One goat carry on.
One goat carry on.
Damn.
Anyway.
What if you had like $1.50 on you and that's it?
Speedy, they would have left your ass wherever
I
they
had
were.
None. I'd have been like, for real?
The chunky American, please come to the exit.
I call shotgun on the elephant.
They would have draped a nice little blanket over his back and get on.
Yeah. Right.
Look at the beautiful human camel.
Rajiv, please put your arms down. It's hot in here.
It keeps four.
Never seen a camel with Jordans on before.
Look at that camel toe. Really?
Oh, oh my God. So I guess we got to move on.
Hot topics.
That was Hot Topics. Now we're going to get a little bit of sports from Teeter's Sports Ticker.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. Speedy used to love calling you a camel like that.
Teeter. Congratulations to David Beckham.
Yes.
He's a champion.
And he's fine.
What did he do?
The MLS.
The Cup. Soccer team for can Los Angeles.
Can I do my Teeter sports thing?
I'm trying to help out non-sports lady.
Hilarious. We're going to get to her, Speedy.
Okay, my bad.
Los Angeles Galaxy. Yeah. 1-0 victory. Champion, David Beckham. He's been here since 2007 playing soccer for the LA Galaxy. So, and Donovan is one of my favorite.
Is it third players. Cup or second?
No, this is his first championship.
Okay. So I know they had been to the finals a couple times.
Right. So, you know, David is a champion. He's a 36-year-old global icon. He was big in Europe playing soccer, and he came over here to boost up soccer.
He's married to one of the Posh Spice girls.
Posh Spice. They're a very fly couple.
Yeah, I've seen them out. They dress really
nice. Where you see them at? The weed spot?
I seen them, I think, last year at
soccer weed spot.
The ESPYs. That's a fine white boy.
He is fine.
You doing?
Sexy. Is he fine?
Yeah.
He don't look better than Brad Pitt.
Damn.
Brad Pitt is looking raggedy these days.
Wait a minute. Troy. I'm talking about Troy. Brad Pitt.
You heard that?
Now, see, I'd have
said
he'll
look better than Brad Pitt. I think someone. This is the second time that I mentioned Brad Pitt in Fine.
Because I like Brad Pitt in Troy.
I know you
That's
do.
My movie, Speedy.
Oh, when he was naked?
Achilles. He had that bad bitch in the little tut.
But he was all tan.
We need you, Achilles! Get a bucket of this bitch right now!
Right. I got a poster on the wall.
I see what's happening here.
You can't make me gay, but yeah. Trust
me. Poets, that whole thing about homophobia.
Wow.
So, Eric Benet for Speedy, Brad Pitt for TD.
Yep. I take Brad Pitt.
Oh, shit.
Who's yours?
Who's your male crush?
Who's my what?
Your male crush. Every guy has one. Who do you like, Jay-Z?
Every guy has a male crush?
Jay-Z. Hell no.
No.
He's not fine enough for you?
His male crush is James Earl Jones.
Wow. And this is R.A.R. My son works. What is this McDowell's? King Chuffy.
We're going to find out who your male crush is. They're going to slip.
Okay, Teeter.
Feed him.
Oh, it's back to me. Hey.
Brad Pitt.
NFL. Week 11, ladies.
Brad Pitt likes NFL.
It's almost over. Whole lot of crying and cussing and fussing and whole lot of dinner sitting on the table just cold. Fellas is out at the bars.
Yeah.
All right. Cleveland over Jacksonville.
Good
Detroit. Carolina, that was a great game, Speedy.
Good game, man.
High scoring, 49-35.
I just knew my boy was going to win now.
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
Yeah, he celebrated too early, and then Detroit got busy. Oh, Green Bay Packers still undefeated.
10-0.
Over them Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 10-0. Wow.
Soft-ass schedule.
Miami Dolphins over the Buffalo Bills, 35-8. Oakland Raiders, 27-21 over the Minneapolis.
That one
Peterson got hurt in the first quarter.
He's dead.
So stubbed
his toe.
Yeah,
he's cute too, POTUS. I'm gonna have you watch football with me sometimes. I'm gonna point him out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You get more interested.
Show me.
I met
you
him. He's mad cool.
He's cute.
Motherfucker, strong as fuck. Though. He shook my hand and almost.
He's sexy, huh?
He shook your hand, Speedy. You melted in his arms.
You slipped in your number.
Oh my god. You hand marshmallow.
So Dallas Cowboys over those Washington Redskins
in
overtime. Cowboys, they ball. Never bet against Romo in November, Speedy.
Homo.
Yeah, he's Romo. He's good in November. Baltimore Ravens over Cincinnati. Ray Lewis didn't play that game because of a toe, but they got the 49ers next week. That's going to be a great game. Seattle Seahawks 24 over those Rams 7. 49ers, they still rolling.
9-1.
Over Arizona.
9-1.
Yeah,
9-1.
Yeah,
that
was ATL. Yay. RT's team. Yes. Over the Titans. Same victory.
That's why he was late. He was at the bar.
What? Say it again. Say it again.
Bears over Diego and those Philadelphia Eagles over those New York Football Giants.
Good game.
I was happy about that.
Man,
shout out to Vince Young.
Yes. He threw a couple of interceptions, but that's okay. He won the game.
They still won, though.
And tonight, Carly Jordan take on those mighty Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, we're going to kill them.
Going to kill them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kill them.
Who's your guy on that team?
Nobody. Oh, that's just my team. Brady.
Wes Walker. And
him too.
You do Brady?
Chad Ochocinco's on the team, Speedy.
I'm good.
Yeah, they finally threw a pass.
They got those two great tight ends.
He finally caught a pass last week.
Did he drop some things?
He'd been dropping, and he didn't know the routes. I guess their offense is real complicated.
And NBA news. Players filed for antitrust suit versus the NBA. So, and Carmelo Anthony's doing a benefit for the president.
Wonderful.
So some big moves.
The guys
going
are
going
to play a basketball game with Ray Allen and Chris Bosh, Dwight Howard.
Nice.
Other people.
Try to get in there.
Where's that?
They got time to play now.
Where's it going to be held?
I believe it's taking place
at
in
the
D.C.
White House?
Yes.
D.C. And
we should go to that.
Tickets cost a minimum of $200 and
$200
for general seat shit. And $5,000.
You see my house? I got payments.
Hilarious.
Shit, I can.
You can swing that.
Sweetie. No, because I mean, Claudia said every time I do shit like that, I'm taking from the kids.
You
so
are.
I don't do that no more.
Your kid told me he's hungry.
Yeah. So that's Teeter's Sports Ticker.
No. Can I, Teeter, I noticed that you have on, you and before we go to break, because I read this, the bracelets that you and Speedy wear, they're called Power Balance. Mm-hmm. Is that what they are? Mm-hmm. Well, they are being sued for $57 million.
Hilarious.
They don't work.
Because they don't work. They claim
mine's not
to,
a power balance, though.
They claim to, these bracelets, they claim, provide superhuman strength.
Well, apparently the balance. Judges were wearing them in the Pacquiao fight. Hilarious.
Well, a class action suit has been filed alleging that the consumers were duped, believing that the hologram embedded in the bracelet that Teeter has on
is for balance.
Has not been scientifically proven to enhance balance, so they are now being sued.
Well, they might as well sue them.
But mine is not a power balance, though.
Yes, it is. Well, that's the Pacquiao one.
Results may vary.
Yeah, exactly.
They might
so
as well
just
sue
on
the,
a side note.
They might make my dick hard one day, though.
Oh.
They might as well sue the.
It does work.
The ones that put the belt around your stomach, that shit don't work either.
You tried that? Yeah, you're right. It doesn't work.
Black man.
I put a whole biscuit around my waist, and it didn't work.
Call 1-800, get thin.
Hysterical.
It's Reach Around Radio on LATalkLive.com. We're going to take a quick break. The phones are open. 323-247-7443.
Call me now.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and your boom, boom.
Claudia!
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and your boom, boom.
Claudia!
That's just about the size of it. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Wow.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, check, baby, check, on the first attempt. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1.
They call me the...
Oh, you want to do it for my zoom, 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 and you boom, boom. Wow,
once
sweet.
Again, he wants anal.
He said, oh, boom, you're gay.
That's what you call?
Boom, boom.
No, that's not what I...
Speedy, it writes its own.
Shut up.
I'm you.
My name is Speedy. What's
mm-hmm. I'm Napoleon.
I'm Claudia, who will not be having sex with Speedy ever in life.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Teeter.
Mr. 1, 2, 3, Knox.
Baby.
Good that switching. Was funny, CJ.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do black people talk in the movies? Geico.
That's a real Geico commercial.
Oh my God.
We sure
that's
do.
Hilarious.
Don't go in that room, girl. Wow. The killer's in there.
This bitch ain't listening.
In the house with us right now is Leonard and Owen. They are from LAR.
Leonard and Owen. Who is that?
Plumbing from LA.
Okay.
LRS Plumbing specializes in AC, plumbing, heating, and sewers.
So they lay pipe.
But they are best known for their yearly calendar. It can be found on LRSplumbing.com. Please welcome these fine gentlemen, Leonard and Owen.
Yeah, my Speedy and TV, put your hands together.
Whatever.
Who's missing November?
I'm on February.
Hi, guys.
What's that?
Code
Red.
Code Red. Mike.
1, 2, 1, 2.
There you go. Yeah.
Tell us about LRS Plumbing and how you guys got started and came up with this concept of having fine brothers come out to people's houses and fix their plumbing.
Look at Leonard all cheesing.
Mm.
I know if I'm somebody's husband, I'm like, no, I'll fix it, homie.
Yeah.
I'm
good. But y'all come back later on.
Damn.
Uh-oh, damn. Code Red.
Code Red.
Code Red.
If my can't work, I mean Code Red.
Hold on 1 second, man.
Hold on.
Hello. Hello,
hello.
Yours
works
on the left, and the one on the right doesn't
work.
You
guys share the mic for now.
Yeah, y'all hold it together.
Switch.
Damn.
We're familiar with that.
All right. Oh,
wow.
Oh, switching. Oh,
ain't been a plumber all his life.
He was a stripper.
Hold my wrench. Crescent, even.
Wow. How did you start the company and the concept of...
Well, we've been in business since 1997. I originally started just by myself, just a one-man operation.
And then my older brother, Andrew, decided to join. And then a few years later, my younger brother. And so once we got three of us together in the business, we figured that it was so much competition out there, we really had to set ourselves apart from everybody else. Mm-hmm. And we just had to use what we have. So
you oiled up, put on a thong, and got a camera out. Okay.
That's kind
of... So you guys, what kind of... Are most of your clients females, or do people really hire you to come out and just really do the
not
sewer?
Not no dudes.
And,
well, we get a lot of... We got a lot of support from the African-American community, but last year, 87.3% of our clientele were all
Did females. He give us a computer number? Where's the 0.7 come from?
I gave you the number they gave us.
Okay.
You
know.
Claudia? Were you guys at the opening of that wing spot?
We were.
I saw you. I think we took a pitch on the red carpet.
Right, we did.
There's like a bunch of you guys, right?
There's five of us that are in the company, yes.
Claudia, we've taken a lot of pictures.
Yeah, over the years.
Halfway.
Yeah.
She tries not to remember those.
Right.
So when you guys go to people's houses, do you give out those calendars for free, or how did...
If you spend a certain amount with us, we'll definitely give you a calendar.
We made you decide to come up with a calendar.
It just completely sets us on a whole nother plateau from anybody, any other plumbing company.
Oh, so y'all know y'all fine?
No, we're just doing something a little different.
So do you guys...
it's just that, you know.
So do you guys work out a lot?
Yeah. A few times a week, we definitely have to...
I eat broccoli on Wednesdays, yeah.
A lot of cardio?
Plumbing is hard work itself, so...
Yeah, laying pipe.
It kind of keeps us, laying the pipe on a regular basis.
So how the abs looking?
That's the ab man over
there. Really? Can I see your abs? The people on the chat.
Hold on, before you see the abs.
I want to see your abs.
I got a real question.
What, Speedy? We have a real question.
Don't mess up Claudia's mom.
Go ahead, Speedy.
You know you want to see it too. I want to see your abs before you leave.
Speedy, put on your 3D glasses. I'm going
to
see all of this.
So, have you ever gone to someone's house and they kind of propositioned you?
When we first started, that was a regular thing.
Like what? Like what? Give us one. You have to say the person.
I ain't talking about lay that kind of pipe. No, go ahead.
I think probably the most. Yeah, it was actually Owen, so you can tell.
Well, tell a story.
Not.
Watch it
right out, but you get vibes. You know, you get people just. You know, I'm trying to work, and you just all on my shoulder.
I want to see what you're doing.
Let me see it.
What are you in, like a white
thing? Put a wash on that boy,
right?
Yeah, no. It's Well, I got one woman. She called about 2 a.m., and we are a 24-hour emergency service. So she called at 2 a.m., said she had her garbage disposal.
Is this a cover for like a escort service?
Yeah, he was already in the job.
Not at all.
24-hour plumbing calendar.
No, we
threesomes. What the hell is going on? Red carpet appearances. This does not sound like regular plumbing here.
Wow,
plumbers. We really lay pipe.
So you guys now you guys service the Santa Clarita area?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
we do.
Good.
So do you guys have you guys had like real? I mean, do you train to be a plumber?
It was 5 years of school for me, so longer than most colleges.
We trained blindfolded in the nude and shit.
Now lift the pipe!
I'm going to take my pants off to fix this.
Now, I'm sure you guys have run into a lot of, like, clogged pipes. What's some of the most disgusting or interesting things you found in someone's clogged pipes? I'm sure a lot of weave hair. I'm sure a lot of weave hair.
Oh, we get
feminine napkins, condoms.
Oh my god!
I just the other day I got a panty liner.
Oh my god!
Wow! Did you bring it? You ain't no real plumber.
Now I know the one of the bad things, and I didn't know this till my thing plugged up. The
Dookie,
your Q-tips. Like people throw your Q-tips in the toilet.
Yeah,
do not throw your Q-tips in the toilet.
Yeah, I used to do that, and my shit clogged up. And the guy was like, "Do you have Q-tips, buddy?" I guess.
So mostly feminine products, nothing else like out of the
ordinary. Yeah, mostly hair, feminine products, food particles, stuff like that.
Any goldfish?
But this is the time of the year around the holiday season for a lot of plumbers to get work, though.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All that turkey dinners.
Thanksgiving gets ready to kick off. Between that and New Year's, we're going to be super, super busy.
Talk about the dangers of a slow leak.
Right, yeah. Give us some inside stuff.
I got real questions.
Depends on why it's leaking slow. Maybe it hasn't been serviced in a while.
That's probably so. You're probably right about that, yeah. Yeah,
shout out
Nikki
to Slowly.
So do y'all do the asbestos tanks and all that stuff too?
We remove them. Yeah, we don't install anything. It's illegal to install asbestos stuff nowadays.
Oh, okay.
What about water softeners?
We install those regularly, actually.
Because California water is pretty crappy.
California water is horrible, right?
Yeah. What's the most challenging part about your job?
I would say the physical activity. We have to do a lot of crawling and you know, in small, tight spaces.
Same thing she said.
Damn. Why is this all sound sexual?
Right? To small, tight, damp, hot, I mean, black
sexual
places.
Industry.
These naked handstands are killing me.
So somebody asked, so how do they vote for you guys? I guess they vote for your pictures on the...
Okay, so you can go on the LRS Plumbers Facebook page. The new calendar poster is coming out second week of December, I believe. Yeah, second week of December. And so if you have any of our previous calendars, then you can vote on any of those pictures.
So it's the same dudes, it's just a different year.
Yeah.
So, Linda, what month are you?
I think I have 2009
I think
or something.
I'm January and April.
Who's yeah, I saw you. April was holding two kitty cats.
April's my birthday month.
Don't y'all scratch each other.
And what's your what are your month?
November. I believe I'm July.
They said Owen was holding a hand towel.
Oh, come on, man.
What do you guys like better, plumbing or modeling for the calendar?
What's that a bit?
Plumbing. Plumbing pays the
bills. They make more money.
I haven't started getting paid for modeling yet. So, uh-oh. You know, plumbing is...
Do you guys want to be models?
If it's, yeah. You know, if I can get a check for it.
Y'all look good. I mean, for real.
Okay. Speedy, do they look good?
Me and Pam have a modeling agency, so we're going to be taking Polaroids in the back later on.
Could you give the people information where they can get you, and where do you, what parts of town do you service? Is it all of Southern California? I mean, where do you guys,
the
where
jungle?
Are you?
Depending on what you want to write a check for, we'll be there, but you most likely service all of the L.A. County area.
Do you plan to expand in different cities at some point?
At some point, we definitely...
Yeah, we want to lay pipe globally.
We want to take it to the whole California first, and then from there we'll see when we get to the franchise aspect of it.
Okay, and your website again, and where people can get the calendar?
LRSplumbing.com. You can purchase the calendar there, or you can check us out on Twitter, LRS Plumbers, or on Facebook, LRS Plumbers there too.
I see you guys all over town. You guys got a van with your pictures on it. I seen you in front of the Cork one night.
Have any of you guys ever stripped?
No.
Claudia.
No,
at the right track right
now? Let her have a moment.
I seen y'all around.
Talk slow. Wait a minute.
What'd you say?
No. I said, talk slow. I spent money at those places, those establishments. I was just wondering. That's all.
Yeah, Claudia's been known to trick off money.
I have tricked up. I bought rims for 2 minutes.
She buy rims. We'll buy rims.
Well, thank you guys for coming by. And we'll be looking out for the calendar.
Don't you want to see the apps?
Yeah, make it happen.
Well, you can
you see your abs.
Check out the calendar if you want to see the abs.
No, live.
Claudia. That's right, Or.
Live. Let me go to the website.
Or.
Sucker.
Yeah. Or.
Thank you.
Or what?
Talk to me after the show.
That's right. Yeah.
Claudia.
Do I get a discount on my plumbing? I got to pay for our dinners later on.
You can reach me at knife16.com.
Thank you again. That's LRS Plumbing. com. Thanks again.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you for having
us. What's that stand
for, though? What is LRS?
Leonard Redway Services.
Oh. Wow.
Couldn't find nothing really fancy to come up back in the day. I saw your wheels turning. You was like, Leonard.
Yeah. Leonard. He was stressed when he came up with that.
I was named after my daddy.
Hey, that was the name of my first boyfriend.
Leonard? Leonard?
Yeah.
Get in there, Claude.
Leonard Earl.
Okay. That's me.
Wow. Oh,
wow. Match made in heaven.
Leonard Earl.
He's my weed. Do you smoke weed?
You know his dad.
No, I never have, actually.
POTUS, you can introduce
that's
him to
fine
a whole
with me.
World.
That ain't no prerequisite.
You're going to get a contact one way or the other.
I feel like fixing some shit.
Hold these nuts while I grab that root.
Ooh, these handstands is killing me.
Terrible, y'all. Terrible.
It's Reach Around Radio.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey, bitch. Hey, stay out of my goddamn party.
We're going to take a quick break. Call us up
323-247-7443.
Righty
tighty, lefty loosey.
All I wanted to know. Were you really there? I wanna know what imagination. Ooh, you know it was a sweet sensation. Looking at you from a distance, it seems so real. You and I, you and I together.
See, he really thinks he can sing.
Reaching for real.
CD, get up and do the running man.
It feels so real.
You chilly man, CD.
I wanna.
Oh, yeah.
I want that, baby. I wanna.
You're at the Red Onion.
Yeah.
eat all the kibbutz.
Marijuana.
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 I'm a smoker like this and a smoker like that.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
You blunt me on it.
Smoke it.
Speed of Keith Sweat, he's got a new album coming out soon.
I can sing.
No, and can. A new book.
Wow.
Mm. Fat and with Fabulous and Thick.
That was yeah, F-A-T.
No, I said Keith Sweat.
Oh, I thought you said
Keith Sweat has a book.
When said Speedy writes a book. I don't know.
I'm writing a book, I'm telling you.
It has a lot of pictures.
Yeah. Cookbooks don't count.
Yeah, I did hear that Keith Sweat has a new album out. And Claudia, you were at Soul Train Awards this week.
I was.
How was it? I seen you with pictures with Morris Day and the Time and Jerome.
Sure I was.
Shout out
Jesse
to
was there
Pam.
Too.
Jesse. All he's Pam's jealous. Jump off.
They were. They were all there. And Sounds of Blackness. He recognized you too. The guy from Sounds of Blackness. I showed him a picture. He's like, oh, yeah, I've seen her around. Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
How was it?
It was fun. I didn't go to the award show. I was super cold and tired after all the work we did for 2 days. I did all the behind the scenes and countdown shows.
You look marvelous too, babe.
Thank you. It's going to be on Centric starting December 3rd. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday up until New Year's Eve. It's going to be the top 50 songs of 2011.
Wow.
And then we did a bunch of like interviews with Robin Thicke, who said he would love to come on Reach Around Radio.
Oh, okay.
Curtis Blow as well wants to come on.
I seen you in a picture with Eric Benet.
Eric Benet was there too.
Did he ask about Speedy?
Anyway.
he told Speedy to stop calling his phone blocked. He knows it's you.
If we bring Robin Thicke, that means RT, you gotta go. You know, you only have one white guy at a time.
One white guy quota?
Yeah.
We have maximum. But it was fun times. I got to meet a lot of people, and Earth, Wind & Fire was honored, and we got to interview them as well.
Cool.
So. I saw his pictures. His weave was looking as nice as yours.
Very luxurious. Very luxurious. So yeah, it was good times.
All right.
You look good.
Cool.
Thank you. Oh shit. Oh, it's my shit. I love the horse sounds. All right, that sound can only mean one thing.
What's that?
It's time for our game show.
Which one?
It's called Guess What Race. I'm gonna give you some stories and details.
Why the long face?
The nationality.
Is this your hat?
All right, we got our leaderboard with Vanna Black. All right, our first story.
Tiffany
a
Black.
Florida inmate is suing the state's prison system for taking the pork out of his meals.
Oh, that's
a 32-year-old convicted pedophile who was serving a life sentence suggests the correctional institution's policy of serving a vegan diet is seriously affecting the quality of his life. Florida prisoners started filing complaints when cooks replaced 60 to 70% of meat in meals with soy substitutes. They claim to suffer from a myriad of health problems, including chronic constipation, debilitating diarrhea and vomiting,
that ain't from
passing
pork.
Out, and heart palpitations. They're saying it's from the tofu and the soy products.
Oh, my
replacing
God.
Replacing the pork. Guess what race? Who would be so irate? Guess what race? RT.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with, being that the prison system is 80% African-American, I'm going to go with African-American.
Wow, all right.
You won't be here next week.
Right. So you're saying nigger.
Just the facts. Man.
Okay, nigger. Okay. Bonus.
Wow.
I'm going to say Caucasian.
Caucasian, why?
Because there's more white pedophiles than there.
There you go. Right back at
fire
them.
Back. All
right.
And he must have did some crazy shit to be in there for life. So I say white.
That's true. Speedy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tom Hanks.
All right, white boy.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
TDP.
I'm going to go with New Zealanders.
New Zealanders. All right. Y'all ready? Locked in?
Mm-hmm.
So white. Black, white, white, New Zealander.
New Zealander.
The man who was mad about getting his meat yanked from his diet was a 32-year-old white man named Eric Harris.
I got it right, too.
Points on the board.
Give me a
for all except the colonizer.
Who knew we liked pork so much?
It's white people in New Zealand. I get that right.
Yeah, I said all except RT.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready?
I'm just trying to get my points, Brady. Okay. I need them.
Okay, ready?
You in the picnic table.
We don't have much time.
You don't like my shirt, Brady?
A man stopped by cops after he had a problem with his car in Cleveland, was found with 11 bags of marijuana in his buttocks.
Oh,
shit.
The man was pulled over for having a burnt-out tag light. His driver's license was also found to be revoked.
Oh, that's easy.
The officer said he could smell a strong smell of marijuana coming
and
from the man.
And boo-boo mixed.
Right. But he couldn't find any drugs on him or the vehicle.
Doo-doo-bah!
Police said the suspect motioned to his pants when asked at the jail if he had anything illegal on him. The officer removed his pants and underwear but couldn't find anything. When asked if the drugs were in his buttocks, the suspect finally said, okay, I got to be honest with you. A clear plastic bag containing 11 individually wrapped baggies containing a green vegetable substance were removed from the man's anus. The narcotics weighed 6.7 grams, according to police.
How much is that? For?
Guess what, Race?
It's a quarter ounce of weed.
There you go.
sorry about that.
do the math.
Was the car a Buick?
That's there.
I gotta say, white guy on this one. To be honest,
you feel bad about the last one.
I sure do. Okay. All right. Plus, we're known for shoving things up our rectum.
Yes, you are. Y'all love that.
Yeah, we like that for some reason.
For fun, college. POTUS.
I'm gonna say black on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he probably went through such an extreme measure to hide the weed, because he's like, I ain't going back to jail.
I'm not going back to jail? Damn.
Yeah, right.
This weed is the shit.
Okay.
Trust me.
Talk about sticky icky. All right. Speedy. Speedy?
Well, the suspended license, busted tail light.
That's us all day.
Yeah, that's Leroy Jenkins right there. I'm going to go with Leroy.
All right, TDP.
I'm going to go with Nigerianese.
Okay, Nigerian. All right, everybody locked in.
Locked in, Nigerian.
The man who had weed coming out of his ass was a black man named Kenan Ratchford.
I got that right, too.
Yeah. Kenan Ratchford.
Told you.
Yeah, you're just striking out, RT.
White people just keep letting me down. This is just disappointing.
Speedy and I have a point.
The Speedy and TDP.
Gosh.
Okay, yeah, real quick. I'm going to try to get these off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A customer at a bank, unhappy that he could not buy a money order, urinated in a drive-in bank tube in the liquid spilled in the lap of the next customer.
Who put the lemonade in it?
And it's sour.
The man asked the bank if they sold money orders. When the teller said no, he got upset, mumbled something about bad customer service, and drove away. Shortly thereafter, another customer picked up the tube and saw liquid which spilled onto her lap in her car.
The customer and a teller
told authorities the liquid smelled like urine. The suspect was caught on surveillance camera. Guess what race?
Do you have any straws?
Can I get a lollipop?
Shoot, man. This is tough. This is difficult. I'm screwed either way. Yeah. I'm going to go white guy.
White guy. You still feeling bad about the first one?
Yeah, I sure am.
You want to say black, but...
Yeah, I do. But I'm going
to say how it is.
I'm going to say white on this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Speedy.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I got a nice lead so I can reach out on this one. I'm going to go Javier Sanchez.
Okay, Puerto Rican. Oh. Latino. TDP.
I'm going to go Tony Montana. Cuba, mine.
Cuba, all right.
Cuba, mine.
So to recap, white. Yep. Whites.
Damn, what did I say?
White.
Caucasian.
I said white.
Two whites and two Spaniards, right?
Tony Montana, mine.
All right. Everybody's wrong on this one.
What?
The pissed off man was described as... an Asian man.
Oh,
those bank tubes are small. You got to be able to fit his penis in there. You got to pay attention to the cute.
Got sake for you.
Special Yarrow Rimini.
Okay.
Give you one gallon.
Yeah, one gallon.
That's how you like la at the la. You have a coconut. Okay, pele, let me see which one I want.
Fuck your free checking.
You don't tell me not.
Okay. Hey, Foo Young, ready.
Okay, ready?
Pick up.
Last one. We're out of time.
Pick up.
A man stole checks from a prospective employer during a job interview.
TDP.
Was sentenced this week to 3 to 6 years in prison.
Damn.
Police said a storage facilities manager contacted police after noticing that a dozen blank business checks were missing from the office. When he reported the missing checks to the bank, he was told... four had been cashed, payable for $1,600. The manager recognized the suspect's name because he just interviewed him for a job. The 42-year-old was arrested and since has pleaded guilty to second-degree forgery. Guess what, Race? RT.
You have not scratched the board yet, sir.
I know. Well, it's a job interview, so a black guy wouldn't be there. I gotta go with colonizer again.
All right. Hilarious.
Fucking hilarious.
It sounds like a...
I applied online.
It sounds like a white-collar crime to me, so I'm going to say white.
White. All right. Nice. So white. Speeding.
I'm going to help you out there, POTUS. I'm going to say RT.
White. All right.
Colonizer are full effect.
TDP.
I'm going to go with Bolivian.
Bolivian. Oh, that would be Spanish. Mm. All right.
South America.
Everybody's Portuguese.
Everybody's locked in. Yeah, that too. Locked in, everybody. Everybody's saying white and
Bolivian.
The man who committed a felony while trying to get a legitimate job was a 42-year-old
black man named Clyde Frampton Sr.
Clyde.
So he did make the interview.
Yeah.
Clyde.
Damn, Clyde.
Clyde the Clyde.
That's all right. This has been Clyde. Another edition of Guess what? Ray.
That was very good.
Thank you. Who's in the lead, actually?
Me.
Speedy with how many? Seven?
Who wants a chick?
I can't believe Speedy's winning. He's cheating.
I think he looked at my notes next to me.
He cheats like he does on Words with Friends.
We got Speedy with seven. The POTUS with six. TDP with six. RT bringing up the rear with three.
Damn it.
All right. Guess what race?
I have a couple of shout outs. Can I use some shout outs?
Yeah, go ahead.
I promised Team RAR that, you know, I'd send them some sexy shout outs. Claudia, you want to help me with this?
Yeah, sure. Do I have paper?
Yeah, provide the background.
Provide?
I said provide.
You provide.
What do you mean on the people?
Just
the music. Oh, you want sexy music? You know, okay. Yeah. Just be your hype man.
Be my hype
I'll
man.
Be your two big MC to your MC Hammer. I got you.
They say you ain't hitting the New York Hammer.
Hi, this is Poetess, and I'd like to send a very, very sexy shout out to Michael Anthony. Ooh, hi, Michael. And also a nice, warm, wet shout out to Jacoby. Ooh, where you at, boo?
Warm and wet. He's got that beer, too. Probably like to eat it.
Also to Wayne Wizzle. Hi.
Is your Wizzle weenie?
Also to Davey D. Can't give you too much, baby. You're just barely legal.
Davey Dave?
Davey Dave's only 19.
Oh, and he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Roland.
Special shout out to Chuck Farmer, baby. You can pat that afro over here anytime.
Oh, you like Bush.
Also, last but certainly not least, hi, Jermaine.
Bonus, why are you grabbing your own titty?
That was me.
There's the team, RAR. Shout out.
Oh, awesome. We have to shout out the ladies of the unofficial ladies of Reach Around Radio have started a page.
Sod P actually started a page. Yeah. Go ahead.
And it is incredible. Hasn't it been incredible?
Yeah, we get to show our, you know, our dick pics and our, you know.
Very handsome men that were posted. And the men what's going on.
I started to go, what is it all?
Speedy, you're already a founding member. What are you talking about?
Shout out the girls on
The girls on the page. It's Dina. Katrina, Catherine Waits.
She's funny.
She's gangster.
She is so funny.
I gotta get all the names that's on there, but all the ladies on the page.
We'll take the call.
We'll see
I'll
you on the. Yes, we have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? What's your name and where are you calling from?
We can hear you.
What up, this is JB from Cleveland.
Hey, JB.
What up, y'all? I like how you grabbed that mic, Portis. You grabbed that mic real nice, baby.
That's her specialty. She likes to rock mic.
I can grab a mic.
She's known to rock a mic.
Hey, I notice it every time.
People be like, Portis has nice hands.
Good job, baby.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Good job, baby.
The ladies on the unofficial Reach Around Radio, unofficial ladies of Reach Around Radio page, shout out to Sabrina, Katrina, Christine, and I see a few guys on here, Clarence.
Unofficially.
Catherine Ray. And we got to shout out our boy, Sod P, along with Tutu Afrik. Is that how she pronounces
Sod P
that?
Has great dick pics.
He does. Huh? And D. Amber Manuit, I think that's how you say it. But shout out to all the ladies of RAR. And our wonderful team, Team RAR, they declared today Poetess Day. And I thank you guys so much. I do appreciate the acknowledgement. So thanks, you guys.
Nice picture. All right,
good looking.
Thanks.
What you got, T?
Hey, we got a special player in the house, Pete.
Yes, we do.
Hi there.
Hello there.
We affectionately know him as the Hawk.
Yeah.
He played professional basketball for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Five different countries, Speedy. ABA, CBA, IBL, USBL, and Harlem Globetrotters. Wow, did I say that right? No. Harlem Globetrotters.
not even close.
I don't think they're
And a stint with the Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, and the Warriors. But in 2008, Hawk suffered from a condition of a stroke. But he's here to change his life, and he's doing it here with us, and he's making some great things happen this weekend. So, ladies and gentlemen, please show you
coming up
warm round of applause for the Hawk.
Hey, welcome.
A warm round of applause.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Long
you.
Beach on, Long Beach State.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Have you heard the show before?
I have.
Oh, okay. So you know what you're up for. Yeah. Okay, good. Just want
to
make
sure.
I've
been waiting to come here. Speedy just been taking
cock
time,
blocking.
So.
Wow.
Not answering your calls. He goes out.
It's a definite pleasure to be here.
Yeah, speaking to the mic.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. You got to put the tip real close. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what she said.
I want to put my lips on.
What? Yeah. Really? Okay. All right. First question.
So we're doing a... Well, we did a celebrity game, which we did. Where was that at?
It was in the Valley.
Yeah. And it was mad fun. It's for your charity. You want to talk about your charity?
Yeah. Hawk Hoop Sports Foundation. It's a 501 nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I played professional ball. So what I wanted to do was bring youth basketball camps to the inner city, teaching the fundamentals of basketball. Also, with me being a stroke survivor, educate the public and the kids about stroke awareness.
Did you have any long-term effects of your stroke?
I stutter at times. Mm-hmm. When I get excited, sometimes I stutter. But other than
that, prepare the ball.
Stutter during sex?
Yeah.
Who's?
Never mind.
Okay, dude.
I'm used to it. I am. I'm used to
it.
It's part of me now. It's part of me.
It's part of your charm.
You gonna take? Never mind.
We ain't shit.
Wait, you know what? I did hear a story a couple weeks ago about.
How'd it go, Tina?
You gonna take this? Never mind.
I heard a story a few weeks ago that this guy suffered from a stroke.
Okay.
And he went into a coma and he woke up and he was gay.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you read that story?
Yeah.
Speedy, what happened? So anyway.
That's crazy.
So we're doing a we're doing a toy drive for kids.
That's right.
And I'm hosting the show over the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, you do have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your kids have toys?
He's raising a toy drive for his own eight kids.
Christmas is right around the corner. You
Speedy's
ain't Speedy's
toy drive.
It's Monday, December 12th at the Laugh Factory. RT's on the show.
Yeah, I'm on the show.
And I'm hosting. It's $20 to get in. It's $10 if you bring an unwrapped toy. And also, too, want to give a shout out to the plumbers because they're one of our sponsors.
They're one of our sponsors.
Yeah, so they kicked in some money.
Oh, they got money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they bring in wrenches.
Unwrapped.
Yeah, your kids can play with these. Put that on your mama's table.
So, and you were the oldest rookie at one time.
Yeah, second oldest rookie.
Yeah. What year was that?
2003. I was the second oldest rookie, but the first African American oldest rookie in 2003.
Watch your time.
How old were you?
I was almost 30 years old.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah.
Community college.
No.
It's the Long Beach State.
The Long Beach State.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering.
You beat Cleveland. So, I mean.
Rookie. I didn't know Phoenix Online had a team.
You got traded from Dubai. Marinello. Studying for Marinello College.
Please press in to get your uniform.
That's right.
You'll put the coach on Skype.
You're real. You're real.
Speedy, if people can't make it to the Laugh Factory event, is there a number or a place
to see all the colors for the jersey?
Or a place they can make a donation?
For sure. You can go to hawkhoopsportsfoundation.org. Mm-hmm. That's our website. And obviously, you can purchase your ticket there. Or if you just want to go ahead and donate, that always will help.
And what kids receive the toys?
The family... Children's Services, Family Children's Services in Van Nuys.
Okay.
So it's, they have a lot of kids there that are foster kids. Some of them don't even have parents. And we want to go ahead and bless them this Christmas with some toys.
And what's the date again? Is it December 12th?
December 12th.
December 12th.
You on the show.
Who are some of the people on the show, Speedy?
On that show, we have Coca Brown is on that show. Lester Berry, Mad Funny Dude, RT. Mm-hmm. Myself, I'll be hosting, Memphis Will is on that show.
Funny.
Yeah, funny guy. We got a lot of funny comedians. It's going to be hot. And we're going to have the whole crew is going to be there.
Are we?
Yes,
I like how you plan events and sign us off on things.
Man,
I
love it. My point.
Let me do it.
You have to be a dictator.
You can't say no then. You can't say no now.
Let me go back to this. Hey, do you guys want to be involved with this?
Are we already on the flyer?
Are you going to put us on blast so if we don't, we look like Grinches?
That we don't support the stroke victims? Asshole. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, Hulk shirt ain't shit.
Right.
Y'all need to bring your ass.
I
wouldn't miss it for the world.
RT is on fire today.
Make sure you bring some money. Watch it. Bring me some toys.
That's funny.
I like how we make fun of everybody's tragedy.
I had a friend that stuttered, but he only stuttered when he got mad. But after that, he'd be like, yeah, anyway, man. He get mad. He just, fuck it.
I had a concussion and it made me stutter for a while.
Wow.
I did.
How'd you get a concussion?
I fell in a bathtub in Vegas with my boots on. But that's neither here nor there. Don't judge me.
Is that a spider?
With your Ally McBeal boots on?
I was drunk as hell.
What was you doing in the show?
Didn't you break your hand or something?
I broke my finger. See, it's like, I was in the club drunk, and I was like, I need to go back to my room because I don't want to be perceived as anything less than a lady. So let me go back to my room. And I went to my room. I looked in the mirror. I go, God damn, I look drunk. And I just lost my balance. I just, like a high jumper, went into the tub.
Wow.
And
Salisbury flop.
Cracked my head. And, yeah.
Salisbury flop.
Now, I stutter too. So.
When do you stutter, though?
Huh? Sometimes I do. When I first went back to work at the Foxhole, I couldn't like get things quick. I couldn't reference things.
I thought he was going to say, oh, deal or no deal, when you told the suitcase you were stuttering.
Oh, no. No.
Number one.
On the radio. Wow. So sometimes.
No deal.
It's a serious thing.
So once again, if you can't make it, go to the website, which is
HawkHoopsSportsFoundation.org.
But we want you there.
It's a worthy cause.
It's a worthy cause. It's $20 is the Laugh Factory, which is in Hollywood. It's going to be a great time. Monday, December 12th at Laugh Factory. It's $20 if you get there. If you have an unwrapped toy, it's $10.
Are you getting paid? You should donate your check to the cause.
I did. I'm not getting paid.
Okay.
Nobody's getting paid.
I was checking. I'm just going to put you on blast since you did that to us earlier. I'm stuttering now. Shit. This shit is catchy. Get out of here.
We're joined to the hip now.
I guess so. Yeah. God damn. Right.
And, so once again, give the website so they'll
HawkHoopsSportsFoundation.org, or you can follow me on Twitter, Joaquin Hawkins, or on Facebook, Joaquin Hawkins.
You still balling though?
I see the ball.
You got little skills you can
up? Of course. I'm playing in the ABA this year. Our first game is December 1st.
What do you think about this whole lockout thing?
Yeah, Hawk, speak on it. You know what? I'm an ex-player in the league. I still play now. But I'm for the players. I mean, they've basically did what the owners wanted them to do. And, you know, they tried to budge a little, and they gave a little bit of the percentage back. But now, it's like the owners want even more. So I say... You know,
so Hawk, when you played, what was the percentage of the players?
You know, I couldn't even tell you that. Oh. I was just trying to play and make sure I got.
What was the league minimum? League minimum for
my year, $500,000.
Okay, a year? That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's a nice check.
Damn.
Yeah.
What'd you do with yours?
Way better than NFL.
I bought some rims.
I had
bought that shirt.
I paid a truck. Bought a truck. I had to take care of my wife's all her bills, my mom's bills.
What's the most ignorant thing you bought? You had to buy something ignorant because you're black.
Look at this cold basketball hoop, son. Don't think.
Motherfucker flush by itself.
Bought an ass wiper.
One thing I wish I would have done.
Put some dookie in
a lot better. I wish I would have invested a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because obviously I've been poor all my life.
Yeah.
So, but the first time I got a check, I was like, let me take care of this family member, that family member. So
where are they now?
Shout out to MC Hammer.
Right.
So we're gonna wrap up, and thank you so much for coming by again. And we'll be out.
We didn't make you nervous. You didn't start at once, really.
Yeah. Not yet.
Good sport. Good
coming
sport.
Up.
We're gonna keep going.
Sports.
Well, we all been waiting for our girl, Nikki Pam.
Come on in, Pam. Pam, come on. Somebody keep rolling. Come on. Somebody got to move.
If she could just scoot our chair up.
No. Thank you, Hawk. Appreciate it, man.
Shit.
Don't leave though. We got
scrambled eggs and Pam.
Bruce Titty.
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Shit hurt.
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
You gonna hit me, huh?
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Steve's version.
And I was like, we have to the keyboard.
Wait. We didn't.
Scrambled eggs and Pam. Scrambled eggs and Pam.
One more time.
Do it real low,
real low, real low.
Scrambled eggs and Pam.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How's it, Titty?
It's better, actually.
Let me see.
Abscess is going away and everything.
It's been getting pounded a lot lately.
Wow.
It's been getting nursed on. Yeah, suckled.
Yeah, I didn't know. Pam came with a date last night. And you know me, I always do the...
Hey, what's happening with the pussy?
He was being all gross, like, come sit in my lap, bitch.
And I didn't know they were together until later on he put his arm on your titty.
Yeah, I played musical chairs.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, he's so crazy.
He's like, what's going on here?
He was cute, Pam.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
He looked like Alexander O'Neal a little bit.
No, he do not.
Oh, yeah.
No,
he's a good guy, though.
I like average-looking dudes.
I think.
And you know what? He's been coming around a lot. Like, I, you know, Pam's like a G. Like, I'm the one that's all, like, emotional and, you know, romantic and shit. And Pam has been really booed up at events and taking him to things that it's been all the girls and stuff.
So that's your
How long have you been dating him?
Well, we've known each other for a little over a year, but, you know, off and on, you know.
You know what was tripping me out at your party last night when we were playing that game, Never Ever Ever, and you guys were talking about some of the people y'all slept with right in front of your dates, and your dates weren't even tripping. They were like, cool.
Well, they used to be hoes. I'm so cute.
You got to condition them early on.
Exactly. They got to know what they're dealing with. Yeah, I can tell Speedy was a little hurt, though.
Yeah, he was jealous.
I know he was.
You see this shit? Like, you see this shit, T? All
right. Okay, you guys. Let me go with the story since we got
it. I kept looking over like, is he crying with a titty?
All right. So this one today, you guys, is a little different. I'm calling it, what are you willing to sacrifice to become successful?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Allegedly, there's a secret society called Boulay in Hollywood. Now, apparently, if you do a homosexual act with, you know, somebody in power, they will promote your career. Is you know,
that's why I ain't shit right now.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a secret society. Why you know about it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like in cahoots with the Illuminati, but I don't want to get in because, you know, we had that crazy discussion last night. So it reminded me of what, you know. We were talking about it last night. So anyway.
Let's see if your penis knows the secret handshake.
Hysterical.
No, that's so not it.
You're not a man.
They say there's also a gay mafia.
Yeah, that's it's kind of the same thing. It's called Boulay.
Okay.
So if you Google it, what's so funny is I was Googling today, and you know how when the, what's the magic guy that comes here with Michael Jackson or whatever, and you know how, and LaToya's always talking about, you know, they killed my brother or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that, on this thing that I was looking at, they were saying that it's the Illuminati and things like that. So you know how she will never really say who it is and how he keeps saying it was more. So it has something to do with this Boulay, this whole thing, and Michael was trying to speak out against it, and it was crazy. I was like, wow, this is interesting.
So you were going to say who allegedly involved?
Well, yeah, we got a lot. Well, some rappers, obviously. So they're saying that 50,
allegedly.
Allegedly. These are all allegedly. Lord, don't come after me. But 50, T.I., Diddy, and they said that Diddy got into it because of Andre Harrell.
And these members are supposed to be gay?
They've done the gay act to, you know, get this power.
Oh, wow. Is it so like selling their soul, basically?
Basically, selling your soul.
Like, I need to have something on you to trust you.
Selling their whole.
For $9.99. Wait before you act.
There's more.
ShamWow.
Wake that nigga.
They say Jay-Z, Nelly, LL, Kanye, just like everybody. I mean, they're saying that basically.
You gotta say no girls.
No, because you have to do a homosexual act to get this power.
Girls don't do homosexual.
But acts. With a guy.
Well, with a guy. Well, I have a friend, actually, it's so funny. Mm. Well, you guys know who he is. Shout out to Michelle. But anyway, we were driving to the, we were going to the ESPYs, and he was talking to me. He was like, you know, recently I was offered to, you know.
Get down.
And they told him that if he does, he will, you know, his life will change, you know. He'll get this money.
Life will change. Yeah,
and, you know, and his career be what he wants it to be. And I said, well, what'd you tell him? He said, I told him no. And what's so funny is he was in the NBA. Nobody in the NBA will fuck with him. You know, nobody in the NBA will fuck with him. And we couldn't understand why. I mean, I think it's because he's crazy, but I really do believe that it has something to do with this alleged,
this
you know,
dick thing,
kind of blackballing you.
Yeah, I think that he's been blackballed, honestly. And, you
I
know,
think, what's his name, recently spoke out on it. Fat Joe.
Did he?
Really recently spoke out about gay rappers in the business and how they should just come out and be who they are.
Apparently there's quite a few.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think Game was talking about that too.
Oh, the Game was a part of it too.
Yeah.
This Boulay thing.
He's part of it when it's talking about out. It. Talking about it.
Well,
that's what I'm
what
saying.
I saw in the video.
What video?
The video allegedly saw in the video. You know, the one I was saying, you guys, you can Google, but if you do Boulay Secret Society, everybody will come up. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, right. I don't know how much I believe of all that. But
so, Speedy,
what?
Would you...
No. I like my little dull ass life. My 84 Benz with rims. The way
Mitch Mack, the variety pack. Mitch, yeah. What about you, Teeter?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I don't like guys. I like Brad Pitt, though.
Achilles! white guy?
I already would have been famous if I was going to be.
Well, all right.
We got a wrap.
DJ always only famous one here, right?
Well, I can do that next week. I can add that in next week because we're short on time.
I would feel like records.
I would feel if you did something like that, like any kind of shortcuts, it's always going to be like an asterisk next to your name. An asterisk. You know what I mean?
Like, really welcome to InventiWord.
And how I got it.
And how can you really live with yourself or really sleep at night?
But people are doing it, you guys. Apparently. Somebody said last night when we were talking about Illuminati that if Claudia joined, that she would have to sacrifice me because apparently you have to sacrifice somebody. They would say that she would have to sacrifice me. I was like, this bitch better not.
If it's a secret, how everybody know about it?
It depends on the role. But it's not really a secret society. I mean,
well, they don't use that word.
Bring the one with the bruised breast.
Prepare the hole.
Steve!
Prepare the hole.
All right.
All right. So, great show. Tell them how to get in touch with you there, Pammy.
At Nikki Pam on Twitter and Pam Nikki Baker on Facebook.
Yeah, she's the one with the...
Bruce Titty.
Yeah. you can look me up, RT Steckel Comedy on YouTube or RT Steckel on Facebook.
And RT stands for?
Rich and Tan.
That's right.
You can find me on Twitter at OG Poetess or on Facebook at OG Poetess. And support my other pages, In the Lab Hip Hop, How the West Was Won. I'm trying to build my numbers up.
Hold on now. You got to do it in the other voice then. Let's do it again. Ready, go.
In the Come Fuck Me voice. Yeah.
There you go. Please support my page. How the West Was Won. In the Lab Hip Hop Sessions on Facebook.
Grab the mic.
Yeah, they want you to grab the mic.
Grab the mic. That's good.
Wow, that was sexy.
Yeah, my balls just tingled.
I missed it.
Yeah, my wiggle.
Wiggle. How'd you do it? Hold on one second. Page. Wait, let me get the video going.
Wow,
Portis. How do you do it?
You got a 1-800 number?
Show us how to rock the mic.
Where you bitches
wow.
at?
Wow.
Well, you going to get some baby bat on you.
How do you rock the mic?
My dick ain't doing nothing later.
Portis for shake weight.
Wait, but before you act,
there's more.
Okay, Speedy, where you
go? Yo, going? You can hit me on Speedy is funny. That's Speedy IZ funny.
Impossible.
Also, too, I have tickets. I have tickets to give away for the show.
Can we give them away right now?
Yeah, call. Yeah, somebody call in while we.
Can we take a call?
America wants us to get the hell out of the studio.
Yeah, we got to see the studio. How about the first 10 people that post on the blog at blog.reacharoundradio.com? Okay, cool. The first 10 people that post to say they want to go. We will hit you up with a ticket.
Yeah.
So be sure. And then you can also hit miracle at reacharoundradio.com.
Miracle got her hair done. She ain't paying us no attention.
I know, right? It's all good.
She look all right.
We'll
figure it out. But the first 10 people who hit us on the blog, we will reach out to you and get you these tickets.
And my Twitter is Speedy Guy.
Don't look at me like that. Gross.
Go ahead, Claudia.
Yeah, SpeedyGotJokes.com.
I know.
Yeah, I want to put this thing on you.
Oh,
wow, Speedy.
No. Sexual harassment. Go ahead.
Anyways, I'm on Twitter at Claudia Jordan. Hit me on Twitter. We won't be here for Thanksgiving.
No, we won't. So, we will have a special show, though.
Right.
They're going to be running pretty much the best of, we want to wish you guys a safe holiday.
I might be in Orlando shooting more What a Fan. I'm not sure if so. I'll be on air Thursday and Sunday. So,
Teeter,
join us back.
Happy holidays to everyone and all the troops. Thank you for your services. You can reach me at TDP, Mr. Three Knox,
baby,
on Twitter. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. You guys be safe. We'll catch you back here Monday.
Go Patriots.
Happy Thanksgiving.
DJ Always.
Miracle, Donnie, Tiffany.
Get the tickets. We got the tickets. Get the tickets.
Okay.
What I do always.
Well, I beat the pussy up.